Here's Andy Udman.
9 minutes now after 11 o'clock. We're going to move on to other issues this morning after what's been a very explosive half hour on the issue of voting and why our veterans died. I want to move to another issue this morning, which every one of us has to make a decision on, and that is what we put in our mouths and how it affects our health. And with all the health crises that we have in this country and in North America related to nutrition, this is an absolutely key one, the whole issue of energy drinks. I want to bring into the discussion Pam Colleen, who's usually with us on Thursday, but I just had to call Pam because I know that she has strong feelings on the issue of energy drinks. If you haven't heard, Ottawa, the federal government, has decided to impose limits on the amount of caffeine that energy drinks may legally contain. The health minister said Thursday, but won't restrict where they may be sold. So again, the federal government is imposing limits on the amount of caffeine that energy drinks may legally contain. Before we look at the solution and whether you agree with the solution, let's look at the problem. First of all, Pam, thanks for coming in. I guess we owe you double this week for coming in on a Friday.
Not a problem, Andy. As you know, this is a subject that I've tried to deal with even in my last book. And I do warn people about the use of caffeine. For people who are healthy, they can probably handle small amounts of some sort of beverage with caffeine in it. But unfortunately today it seems like there's a free-for-all in terms of having access to caffeine, and of course with the dependence that people can develop on caffeine, the overconsumption of this drug is not a good thing.
What's the problem with caffeine? We all drink coffee, some of us a couple of cups a day, some of us five or six cups a day.
Yeah, it's basically one of the most widely used drugs in North America. If you're not drinking coffee, you're drinking tea, and depending on how many beverages you're drinking in a day, this amount can add up. So your average coffee might have 100 milligrams of caffeine in it. Average cup of tea might have about 45 milligrams in it. But at any rate, if you drink several cups a day, this will add up. And unfortunately, our bodies are just not designed to take in that much of a stimulant. So, for some people, they may be taking in 300 milligrams a day. Some of these energy drinks, I know they're going to be capping the limit of them, but still, about 160 milligrams is going to be the maximum limit in these drinks. And that's a lot of caffeine, even in one drink.
Okay, a lot of caffeine. So everybody's thinking, Pam, what's the problem with all this caffeine? What's the problem with drinks like Red Bull and Monster Energy and Rockstar, which have now gone mainstream? And our kids today simply think of it as, hey, that's the way I get through a day.
Well, for one thing, you should have energy naturally. And what caffeine does is it gives you a fake sense of energy. And it's an energy that eventually leads to a crash. So that's the dependent factor. That's why people end up having to go to more caffeine and go to more sugar, is to get this fake sense of energy, when indeed our bodies are designed to have a natural sense of energy without the use of a stimulant drug like caffeine. So what caffeine does is it stimulates the adrenal glands. And in doing so, it will stimulate chemicals like cortisol, adrenaline, and so on that will interfere with your body's ability to produce certain neurotransmitters like serotonin and GABA and things like that. So it doesn't give you an inner sense of calm and peace, because it's overstimulating chemicals that are very agitating, make you feel very agitated, and give you all sorts of anxiety if you have too many of these chemicals being produced in your body. And then at the same time, it sabotages your body's ability to produce the chemicals that you need to calm down and have that inner sense of peace. So if you see people who are strung out on coffee, you can usually tell, because they tend to be very agitated.
Now, combine these energy drinks like Red Bull and Monster Energy with alcohol, and what happens?
Well, there's been reported cases of people dying from combining alcohol with caffeine. And this is unacceptable, of course. And then you see symptoms of people going into emergency rooms with heart palpitations. So, it can cause all sorts of side effects. It's not just the fact that it's overstimulating and weakening the adrenals at the same time. It's causing very, very damaging side effects physically.
Now, there are some, Pam Colleen, who have called for even tougher action. The announcement from Ottawa stopped short of recommendations by the expert panel on caffeinated drinks convened by Health Canada. It had called for energy drinks to be sold over the counter in pharmacies like painkillers?
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is going to be. It could just simply be down to self-regulation, that we need to do more as a society, in particular to limit our consumption of these beverages, but also to keep our children from having access to them as well. We need to better educate our children, because unfortunately, as children become dependent on caffeine and weaken their biochemistry in total, like as it is a very, very damaging drug when it's consumed in excess for a small body like a child, what kind of drugs are they going to need in their 20s and 30s to get through the day? It's actually, caffeine is known as a gateway drug within the scientific community. So, scientists are very concerned about children consuming any kind of caffeine whatsoever. A small body, for example, Andy, will feel the effects of caffeine at a dose of 28 milligrams. So that's half a cup of tea, for example. Children are very, very sensitive to a stimulant drug, whether it's sugar or caffeine or both.
Let's go to the phones now. Jeff, you have a question for Pam Killeen or a comment.
I just had a comment. It's interesting you guys are talking about this because I work with a bunch of students on the weekends, and these kids are going to college and so forth, and I work the midnight shift, so a lot of these kids come in and they've been at school all day, and then they have to work all night. And I noticed last Friday night that I was sitting next to this kid, and he's a nice kid, and he's a good worker, and he seems like a really good kid. But I noticed his leg was really, what's the word? Like
jumpy.
Yeah. And he was just hopping, and I couldn't believe it. And I didn't say anything. And then at lunchtime, he came back in, and I could smell the smoke. He had just been outside smoking. And then I saw a couple of these energy drinks, and I said, "Oh, Jamie," I said, "what are you doing to yourself?" And he says, "Well, you don't think you don't like this thing?" I said, "Jamie," I said, "I don't know any other way to say it, but you're doing yourself a big disservice." And I said, you should really examine and think about what you're doing to your body." And it really bothered me, and it's been bothering me all week. And then I hear you're talking about this, and I just wanted to call in and say that the young people really need to think about these drinks they're taking in.
Well, Pam, and Jeff's not even a nutritionist. Is he on the right track here?
Oh, he absolutely is. We should all be concerned as parents. I mean, we need to return to our childhood. For many of us who were born in the 60s, for example, I mean, it was unheard of for us to be consuming caffeine on a regular basis. You might have had a pop once in a while that had some caffeine in it, but really you'd never see a child drinking tea or coffee back in the 1960s.
And Jeff, thing that surprises me, Jeff, I mean, the kids now, they think it's bizarre to just drink water. Everything has to be from the store. Everything has to have a sexy label on it.
Well, the other thing, too, that really I think about is, when I was younger and I was at that age and, you'd get together with your friends and you'd be drinking beer, and I used to smoke back then. And, of course, when you're drinking beer, you're smoking more. When your body's got that much adrenaline in it, the craving for the cigarettes and so forth is, like these kids will go out and chain smoke three or four cigarettes during a 20-minute break. Like, it's crazy.
Well, exactly. What you're talking about is the basic chemistry of the drug. So some people need the stimulant, but then to counteract the effect of the stimulant, they need something that calms them down. And for some people, nicotine is the answer for that.
Yeah.
For some nicotine will give them energy, though.
It really is so sad to see, because, they don't know what they're doing. Even I don't know what the long-term effects are going to be if they continue this type of behavior. Certainly pushing your body through the limits by going to school during the day and then working a midnight shift, and then they also work a Sunday night, where some of these kids will come in and they'll work the midnight shift and then they'll go to school on Monday morning. Mm-hmm. And, that alone is tough on your body. But then to just pump yourself up with all these energy drinks is...
Right.
It just seems...
It's terrible. And basically, keep in mind, people need to understand that caffeine can cause depression, anxiety, insomnia,
I believe that.
All sorts of mental and mood disorders. So people need to be very, very careful in using this drug.
Jeff, I appreciate the call. Short break, back with more on energy drinks and Ottawa's efforts to cut down on your kids using them. Question is, what role are you playing? When we come back in just a moment, right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. 21 minutes now after 11 o'clock. Pam Colleen on the line this morning. Usually she's in studio. That's usually on Thursdays. But I just had to call Pam this morning about Ottawa's actions to impose limits on the amount of caffeine that energy drinks may legally contain. Pam, are you surprised that Ottawa, I mean, you've been preaching the sermon here for some time, but it seems that Ottawa has heard the message, even though we are talking an industry which is exploding.
Mm-hmm. Well, and really, you know, how did these drinks creep into our marketplace in the first place? You know, very clever marketing. You know, they make their own science up. You know, they buy their own scientists and construe their own science. Health Canada doesn't have time or money to do their science to counter industry-funded science. So you still see some very lax decision-making coming from Health Canada when, as I mentioned, you know, back in the 60s, where were these drinks? They didn't exist for the most part.
But so, let me ask you this. You mentioned Health Canada. According to this expert panel on caffeinated drinks convened by Health Canada, they had called for energy drinks to be sold over the counter in pharmacies. I hadn't heard that. That's a pretty drastic proposal.
Yeah, but why isn't it stricter? Why haven't the decisions been made to do that? You know, this is how lax sometimes these decisions can be. Is they don't want to hurt the feelings of industry. They don't want to affect their bottom line. So we still don't see enough strictness coming from them. That's why I said we can't count on them to regulate properly a stimulant drug like caffeine, because we need to do it ourselves, because we can't count on government to fulfill what should be done, which is really, really limiting the access to these drinks in the first place.
Okay, Pam, let me think outside the box here. After this show, we hear that Health Minister Leona Aglukkaq has been listening to our discussion, and she calls you this afternoon. She says, Pam, I was really interested in your comments. What should I have done?
Well, I think that, you know, it's almost impossible today with the pressure coming from lobbyists for these people to make the right decision. I still think it's got to come from home. It's got to come from people educating children to making sure that they don't drink these drinks in the first place, because they are highly addictive. Yes, I mean, I think that it's possible that creating, you know, more less access to these drugs by making sure people have to work harder to get them, that is a potential solution. I just don't see it happening.
Well, let's go to our phones again. Scott, are you a parent?
Absolutely I am. And interestingly enough, and I don't know if I can mention actual names or anything, but my wife actually works for one of the companies that produces an energy drink, and the energy drink that they produce uses no caffeine and no sugar. So it's done with ginseng. It's all natural. So it can be done, and it doesn't have to be harmful. And it was really interesting, because obviously with the information coming out, the company she's involved with has sent out, you know, different information and clips and whatnot. And there was a football team in the States, and the one young lad had been taking four or five of these a day for a number of time. And finally, he was on his way to a scholarship for the U.S. football program. They had to induce him into a coma to bring him out of the high, which was being caused by the caffeine. And he was induced in that coma for 10 days. When he came out, he just wasn't worth anything anymore. So it's kind of interesting to hear the information that's coming out behind, and I think, boy oh boy, something needs to be done on
Scott,
this.
Pam.
It's a drug, and so when people have one, they want another and another, and so even limiting it on limiting this ingredient in a can isn't going to stop somebody from consuming 2 to 3 or 4 cans a day. It's a drug. I mean, it's the same situation with cigarettes. You know, you reach a cap when you've sensitized yourself to the nicotine, and then you may need more nicotine to get the effects of the drug. So, you know, we're going to see the same problem with these energy drinks as we've seen with cigarettes.
My youngest son is on the computer, and you know what? He's 18, almost 19, so he's not young anymore, but one of the energy drink companies actually sponsors him for this game that he plays, mm-hmm. and he's one of the top 15 players in the world. And they send him stuff, and they go after the kids that are doing the skateboarding, and they really target a young market. And I, learning more as I have, can't believe, like, we don't allow our kids to smoke cigarettes, and we try to curb them away from coffee until they're old enough to understand and then make their own decisions. And yet we've got young children drinking these, I guess the acronyms, I got to be careful, but drinking these drinks that are just laced with, as you say, a drug. And basically we're allowing that to happen.
That's right. We've surrendered to heavy marketing. And then we hear in the news all the time that coffee is supposed to be good for us. We hear that all the time now, too. So that sensitizes us to the effects of caffeine as well. And I don't care what you tell me, coffee is not good for you. You can, if you're healthy, you can probably handle a little bit of coffee. But if you're not healthy, if you have any signs of memory problems, depression, anxiety, sleep problems, you know what? You've got to stay off the stuff.
I have to jump in. A quick question for each of you. Scott, what's your policy on energy drinks at your house?
You know, obviously, Andy, we do have them in the house because my wife sells them. But again, it's a natural energy drink. It does not use caffeine. And I'm sorry, there's another drug that's in there. So, you know what? We have the odd one, but certainly they're only there because my wife sells them.
Okay, let me ask Pam about these natural energy drinks.
Yeah, and I don't know which one he's talking about, but generally when they say that they're caffeine-free or what have you, you have to watch for ingredients like guarana, which is still a source of caffeine. It's an herb, and it will still overstimulate your adrenal glands. So you have to be very careful sometimes with labeling.
Pam, let me ask you if this is too blunt. If it's more than water, you're probably in dangerous territory. There's probably some risk involved.
Oh, sure, because there's going to be sugar in there. There's going to be dyes in there. There's going to be minerals in there that are probably out of balance and will challenge your mineral balance. So, you know what? Just drink good quality, clean water.
Well, Scott, let me...
I have the luxury of getting raw milk myself, so I get raw milk.
Scott, let me put Pam to the test with a final question here before we break for the news break. Pam, what drinks cross your lips?
Well, I drink water. I do drink a little bit of tea and coffee sometimes, but not much. I really, really have to limit myself. I live in the real world, so I'm not being puritanical here by any stretch of the imagination. I'll have a glass of wine. I'll have a beer. You know, I don't believe in puritanical thinking. That's why I think if people are healthy enough, they can have a little bit of caffeine. I don't think it's deleterious to people who have strong adrenal glands. But you know what? Once you start feeling symptoms, you need to back off. Your body is telling you something.
Scott, appreciate the call. Very good.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much. And Pam, thanks for joining us this morning on short notice. Give me your best 10 seconds on energy drinks.
I just say stay away from them. For now, especially where children are concerned, make sure you keep your children from drinking these drinks, because once they have one of these drinks, who knows what the limit is going to be down the road. Remember, caffeine is a gateway drug, and it can lead to other drugs down the road. And I'm saying that because that's what the science says.
Pam Killeen, always right to the point and savvy. Thanks, Pam.
Thanks, Andy.
And fearless, which is what I love about Pam Killeen. Okay, there it is. A short news break. When we come back, let's look at the weekend. Elaine's away today, so I guess I'm flying solo on this. So fasten your seatbelts. Anything can happen. But Ryan's flying the plane, so I'm sure we'll be safe. When we come back in just a moment here in London.